Hey, welcome to What's Your Favorite Scary Movie? It's a new episode. It's another week, another episode. Can't believe we're here. Honestly, a part of me thought that, I'd just release one episode and then give up because that's how my life has always been, not really good at keeping schedules, but here we are. If you're listening to this, the day it comes out, it's my birthday. Yeah, it's my birthday. I cannot believe the best day of the year. It is literally the only day where it's completely about me. No one's allowed to have a life today because it is my day. I am the only person with a life today. So, yeah, I'm literally the only person who's ever born because it's my birthday. Oh, damn. Now, I'm trying to record a podcast. Why is are there noises outside? Anyways, so I'm in Dahab right now. If you're from Egypt, you know what that is. If you're not, then it's a place. If you hear doors, if you hear things, these are my friends being very loud in the house, even though this room is dead quiet in a very quiet area. But my friends are extremely loud and they're annoying. But yeah, so it's my birthday and I feel amazing. How wonderful. I'm just kidding. I really do love my birthdays. Birthdays are very special to me, especially my own. I don't really care about other people's that much, but it's like I'm happy for them when it's their birthday. But it's my birthday, So I'm really excited and I wait for this day literally all year and then end up doing like nothing that special. But this year I decided, I don't want to spend it in Cairo. Done that, been there, done that. I've never really spent it like on a vacation while I'm on vacation or somewhere else, except for when I used to live in the UAE. But other than that, I've always spent it in Cairo. And I thought, okay, let's this year celebrate it in Dahab. I'm literally like, overall, there's like an 18-hour bus ride, like back and forth for a 3-day stay. For, yeah, 2-night stay, 3 days. But yeah, here I am. I'm having fun. You absolutely, I know you don't care about this. This is not what you signed up for to listen to, but here I am. This is happening and you have to listen to this because it's my birthday. You must listen to it. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm turning 23, or I turned like it's still tomorrow technically, but yeah, so if you're listening to this, I'm officially 23. Hi 23 me. If there's any advice I'd like to give to 23-year-old me. As a 22-year-old, it's. Yeah, that's it. Just, keep doing you. Or actually, no, don't. That's not really doing anything good for you. So I guess not stop doing you. Be anything except for yourself. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm turning 23. Oh, but speaking of, yesterday, we were, having dinner with our friends and, there's this new girl that came who's a friend of our friend, and yeah, I like met her once before, I guess, and like we didn't really speak, but she was sitting there and she was like, and then I realized where I remember her from. Remember her from a Halloween party, and I was like, hey, yeah, you're from the Halloween party. She was like, oh yes, wait, aren't you 36? And I kid you not, I almost had a seizure. Everyone was laughing. I was like, oh, what's funny? And she was like really apologizing. Like really hard. She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it that way. It was just like no, you just look like someone else who's 36, but he looks so young. I thought it was him. I thought you were him. I'm like so sorry. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like I didn't even like I'm done saying it's oh no, it's okay when like someone like thinks I'm like 36. I'm so over that part of my life. I'm not doing that anymore. I really don't have the energy to do that. It's funny, I guess, but yeah, no, I'm just it's not okay actually. I'm not 36, bitch. I'm 23, almost 23 in think like 4 hours. I'm gonna be 23. So yeah, I'm not 36, bitch. Excuse me. Why would a 36-year-old be hanging out with like my friends who are like in their early 20s? Like, well, excuse me. That's just don't. Yeah, no. Yeah. Hope she's having a horrible day. Hope she like gets, I don't know. Yeah, I hope wherever she goes to the beach is very wavy and she doesn't have a good time swimming. I'm not gonna wish she drowns because it's not that deep, but I hope she's not enjoying the beach. That's all. If also, if you're the girl and you're listening to this, I don't forgive you. I'm just saying, I do not forgive you. It's my birthday. I'm allowed to not forgive anyone, so yeah. It's my day. Anyway, what else is there? Is there anything else I want to talk about before, I start talking about what, you came here to listen to actually? No, I don't think so. It's episode 2. I'm very excited to be doing it. Especially that I'm in the hub and, still managed to had to get myself to sit down and do it. I was like, you have to do it, and you have to do it with someone who's here. So I'm doing it with a friend who's with us, and you're gonna meet in a very short, very in a couple of moments. You're gonna meet him, and he's very sweet. He's very funny. If you're a friend of mine, you probably know him. And yeah, the movie's also very iconic. I mean, you can tell by the title what it is, but I have to pretend that, it's a reveal, whatever. But yeah, I'm very excited to do the movie for today. It's Midsommar. If you haven't seen Midsommar, you're missing out on something. It's kind of insane. It's not for everyone, I would say that. If you're not an avid horror of fan, oh wait, yeah, that doesn't make no sense. So that makes no sense. If you're not an avid horror watcher, then Midsommar is just not the movie for you. I get that and I respect that. But it's the movie for me. And it's the movie for a lot of people. It's very fucked in the brain. It's very fucked up. And very graphic. It's not very scary, but it is very disturbing. And I would say that it is the most uncomfortable movie I've ever seen. It's that and a ghost story, but in different ways. A ghost story is just uncomfortable to watch in a sense that I shouldn't be watching this because it's too intimate. Well, this is like, I shouldn't be watching this because I don't want lifelong trauma. So yeah, that's Midsommar. It stars, the iconic, I forgot her name, but I love her. I can't believe I forgot her name. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. She's iconic. She's like, I love her so much. She's so precious. We stan her. She's on the way to greatness. What was her name? How do I not remember? Oh, Florence Pugh. Florence Pugh. I do know. I couldn't remember her name, but I could remember that she's dating a 40-year-old. So that tells you a lot about me as a person. I love the gossip and the tea. I love focusing on that. I don't want to focus on your name, but I know who you're dating. Yeah, she's dating a 40-year-old man. That's not as disturbing as this movie. She's a grown woman, okay? She's 27, she can do whatever. I love her. She's on the way to greatness. Where is the Oscar? If we're gonna talk about it, Florence Pugh needed an Oscar for Midsommar. She did. Yeah, so Midsommar is about, just a bunch of college students and a grieving. She's a Danny, and she plays Danny, who's a grieving college student who decides to go on a trip to Sweden with her boyfriend and friends, her shitty boyfriend. Fuck her boyfriend. So they decide to go on a trip to Sweden and the small ass tribe, and yeah, it's a cult favorite. You probably know what Midsommar is about. If you don't, then just go into it without knowing anything. And if you've seen it, then stick around because we're gonna discuss it with my very, very special friend Yusuf Mithat, aka Yufi, aka Uffa, aka Ufus. Yeah. So here's Yufi. Hi.
Hello.
I'm with Yusuf.
Yufi.
Uffa.
Yufu.
Oofus.
Yuffie.
I
Oh,
already
we
said
already said
that.
that.
Okay,
Okay.
hi Yusuf, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I haven't seen you in so long. Wow.
Yeah, it's not like we're together in real life right now or anything.
I know, it's not like we've been together for 2 days. Yuffie, oh, okay, fuck whoever just opened the door. I'm not stopping.
Period.
So yeah, as I said before, our friends are here and they're very loud and annoying, so we have to put up with that.
Sorry.
We also have to put up with it off mic, daily, just day to day,
Yeah.
just them being annoying.
It's just very frustrating living in a house with seven other people because everyone's doing whatever they want.
Exactly. And it's also very frustrating to just go out with them, like Auntie Lulu's. They're annoying. It's literally just frustrating to be, to know them.
Yes.
Just kidding, we love you if you're listening.
You're probably not because you're bad friends.
Exactly, period. Exactly. Yuffie today, I told him to rate my podcast, to review it on Apple, just because, nepotism, I guess. But he did. And then when I looked at his phone to like see, it said play again, which means he played it before. He played it once.
Yes, period. So it was so good.
I get, you should listen to it again.
I will. I'm gonna listen to my episode and the first episode. I'm gonna listen to all of it.
Yay! Don't listen to the trailer. Oh, I removed the trailer, by the way. I deleted it because it was so disgusting. Oh my God, when I recorded it, I recorded it like 2 a.m. literally sleeping in my bed. And then when I listened to it like 2 days after the actual episode came out, I listened to it and I started like, what's your favorite scary movie? Like, what the fuck was I doing? Cringe. And then it was like, it was scripted, but it wasn't written down. It was scripted in my brain. So I just kept deleting and like do it again over and over again. So I just memorized everything, and I couldn't like do it like I am now. I couldn't just speak because it's like a trailer.
Yeah,
so you have to like not have mistakes,
music effects and like no mistakes. Oh, the music effect.
Listen, eventually this podcast will have an intro music that fits it, but right now
we're on a budget.
Right now we're using the Anchor music that they give us. I'm not doing more than that.
Yes, period.
I'm sorry. I still don't have also an intro. Or I also don't have an outro. You know, what am I supposed to say when this podcast ends? Don't spoil it now. We'll figure it out at the end.
Yes.
We will.
Probably something I will be doing.
Hopefully. Exactly. Yuffie, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Jesus hit an Ariana Grande. Happy birthday
to you.
Okay, that's enough of that. Birthday, never mind, it's not my birthday anymore. Mr.
President. Period.
That's like a Marilyn exclusive Monroe. Performance.
Yes, by Marilyn Monroe.
A.K.A. Yuffie.
Yes. A.K.A. Ufa. A.K.A. a lot of things.
I feel like this episode is going to be very long.
I know.
I'm going to have to trim like most of this.
Please don't.
I'm not. So, Yuffie.
Yes.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I wonder. My favorite scary movie is Midsommar by the famous director Ari Aster, who I'm in love with,
who has 2 movies, but they're both incredible.
Yes.
Also,
and more movies are coming out actually.
Oh yeah, there's one coming out with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
We need to talk about that. I hate that he has such an A-lister on the movie.
Joaquin?
Yeah, Joaquin is very A-list. He won the Oscar.
Yeah, but so right now he's not under that much demand.
No, but he is. What? Since the Joker.
No, not he did like one movie since then. And that
because
was
he's being
2 years
picky.
Ago. Maybe. But what I know of, the A-listers now are Florence Pugh and Anya Taylor-Joy.
Florence Pugh is an A-lister?
Right now they are. They're in really high demand, both of them.
Yeah, I just feel like Florence is accepting everything she's given. But she's been given very good things.
Yes.
Like she's little women. Yes.
Midsommar, for example.
Yeah, but that one was like, that was for, I don't think that was such a big like deal for her before it came out.
I think
out.
It was her debut kind of. Like,
yeah. But then people don't know her Midsommar that much.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
That's true.
So wait, can you say that name again?
Midsommar.
So yeah, Yuffie says Midsommar because he's you know, authentic European Swedish. You know,
yes.
It's called Midsommar. It's called Midsommar.
No, it's called Midsommar, and we've had this talk before, and I'm not gonna have it again. I'm sorry.
I agree. It is called Midsommar, but you know, I'm not gonna say it.
I'm too bougie to say just Midsommar.
Of course. Yuffie, why is Midsommar your favorite movie?
Okay, so funny story. I used to see like, not clips, but like screenshots, screen grabs from the movie on Twitter and like Facebook. And they only showed like really nice parts of the movie where they're like dancing around, they're wearing flower crowns.
Please don't tell me you thought this was like a,
yes.
A feel-good movie. And a coming-of-age.
Girl,
I mean, it is.
I really thought it was.
But it is a coming-of-age, but in a
but
messed
in
up
a,
way.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
Keep going.
And, like, something weird about me is that I don't really like watching trailers at all. Like, because for me, they give too much of the movie.
Yeah.
They take this, like, suspense feel like I don't know what I'm getting into. So yeah, I didn't watch the trailer and decided to watch the movie for the first time in quarantine last year, which is like a few months after it came out. And like first thing first, like the opening scene is just incredible. It scared the shit out of me. I'm not the same person since then.
Wait, the suicide? Also,
yes.
Spoiler alert, I guess, for Midsommar, if you're dumb and don't think this is going to spoil, it's going to spoil.
Yeah, spoiler alert, definitely.
Okay, is that the S word?
Yes, the S word scene.
Ooh, that's rough.
S word stands for something I don't want to say because
I already said it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Suicide.
Yeah.
Sorry, besties who are
suicidal. If you need help, we should leave a suicide hotline in the... actually, I'm not joking. I'm going to do that.
Yes, we should. Yes.
For the 10 people who listen to this.
Oh my God. Get help if you need it. It's not wrong.
Exactly. So true, bestie.
Yes. So...
You watched it and you really liked it. How many times have you seen it? Would you say?
No, girl.
No, but I'm not going to judge because I watched Scream literally like at least, I'm not exaggerating, at least 50 times or more.
Oh my God.
I have it memorized.
Okay, I've seen Midsommar. There's the cinematic version of it and the director's cut. I watched the cinematic version 5 times and I watched the director's cut 2x.
I haven't seen the director's cut.
Oh my God.
I can't find it anywhere.
I have it. I'll give it to you. It's amazing.
But the original movie is already very long, and I have a thing with long movies. I don't like them.
How long
is the director's cut?
Almost 3 hours. It's like 2 hours and 40-something minutes.
I don't think I have the time, but I want to because I heard it's better.
It really adds onto the movie.
I've seen one scene where she fights with him because she thinks he's going to leave. But like I feel like I'm good. Like I know why they took this out. Probably because it's like...
Okay, basically...
It's too in your face.
No. For me... The director's cut felt more of like scenes that are more incriminating towards like, is that right? Like more incriminating for Christian.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Like you would understand why she reacted the way she did towards the end of the movie.
Yeah, I get that.
Because in the cinematic cut, I didn't really understand like, okay, he's an awful boyfriend. He's terrible to her. He did a lot of bad shit. He's not caring, blah, 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 blah.
You know what the worst thing he did was?
What? Forget her birthday.
Since it's my birthday, yes, he forgot her birthday. Someone forgets my birthday, what I'm going to do?
I'm going to kill them.
Yeah, so I'm going to find out in 4 hours who's going to forget my birthday.
Not me.
Because you're here. And yes. I remind you every 2 minutes.
Literally. the reason we're here.
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, no, that's a lie. You were coming anyway and I just decided to join. I was not invited.
Why expose me to the audience?
Wow. Yeah, so Midsommar.
Midsommar.
Midsommar. Midsommar. Midsommar.
Midsommar.
Okay. So yeah, let's talk about that intro.
Yeah, okay. Oh my God. That's like one of my favorite scenes in like all of cinema in Hollywood.
It is a very good like opening sequence.
Yes.
Because it's very slow and you don't really understand. And then the opening shot of the movie, like the title card, literally does not show up until like 20 minutes into the movie, which is good.
Yeah. And like the soundtrack of the violins that sound like sirens, like police and ambulance sirens, this was to me insane.
It's also not scary. Like this is the horror movie that doesn't have a scary intro.
Yeah. It was not scary, but it was definitely traumatizing. Like hearing Florence Pugh wail and cry.
Speaking of, I need that as my ringtone.
I know, like, that would, like, as an alarm tone, that would wake me up in a second. Oh,
100%. No, 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 no. Wait, what was that? That also reminds me of Annalise Keating when she found Wes. I guess, spoiler for How to Get Away with Murder, Wes dies, as he should.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about that. Yeah, so I need that as my ringtone.
Yeah.
Imagine every time my phone rings.
No, 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 no.
That'd be so funny. Oh my god. Wait, what's Florence Pugh's sign? She has Gemini.
What's Florence Pugh's sign? I think her birthday was around...
I feel like she's very fire sign. No, but Gemini is not fire sign.
No, she's not. I feel like she's...
No, she's very Gemini. Air sign.
Like,
if she's a Virgo, I'm gonna lose it. When is her birthday?
Bitch, she's a Capricorn.
Oh, yes, Earth sign. Okay, we're compatible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Florence Pugh... I don't know much.
Apparently, she is 4 years older than me. 4 years minus 1 day. What?
I love that. Yeah.
She's only, young. She's young.
Yeah, she's like 27.
So basically, she was...
How old is she? 25? Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
She's 2 years older than me?
When she made Midsommar, she was 22 and a half.
She was my age.
Oh my God.
Oh my fuck.
That's insane.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what have I done with my life? I'm running a podcast that no one listens to. I know you're a guest on it. I know you're a guest on it. I'm not supposed to say that, but come on now.
I mean, we all admit it.
Oh, speaking of, the podcast is on so many platforms.
Yes, you know? Apple Music.
I mean, Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts.
Yes, Apple Music. Stream my album on Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify. What else?
Anremi. Let's talk about. Let me tell you the story of getting my podcast on Anremi.
What did they do?
Anremi, I'm happy. Okay. Anremi, if you're listening to this, then Anremi team, don't remove my podcast. I like you. I love you. Actually, you helped a lot, but you know, it took a long time for you to help. So Anremi, I tried signing up as the podcast, like podcaster, and it would not let me sign up.
Why?
It just says error. Every time it says error.
I don't get that. Like,
yeah, when... I had to DM the team on Twitter. Oh, they were like, God. We'll make the profile for you.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
And they did?
They made it. So now the podcast is on Anremi for all the Middle East listeners. You can listen on Anremi. But
yeah. Honestly, I'm really sorry. But if you listen to Anremi, you're pathetic. I'm so sorry.
You're...
Like, the quality sucks. Mm. Everything about it, just the app is not friendly.
But we're talking about music. But for podcasts is good because Spotify here doesn't have podcasts.
It doesn't?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh, I did not know that. No, I stopped using Spotify.
But this podcast is on Spotify if you're in Europe and the US?
Hopefully you are.
Yeah, exactly. So
Mustafa, this is for you.
Yes, our friend Mustafa is now a New Yorker for like 4 months.
Also, this is for Adam Hussein living in Canada.
Oh, hi, you Adam. You better stream. Adam Hussein. Oh, he's not even going to listen. Let's not tell him that we mentioned him on the podcast and see if he...
Like...
If he mentions, he listens. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Oh, right.
Let's see.
Yeah.
We're probably going to send it to him.
We talked about you.
You're famous.
Okay. 10 people listen to you.
So the intro is incredible. We talked about that. You know what I noticed when I rewatched this movie that I didn't notice the first time or the first two times?
Yeah.
When she's sleeping on the bed in her home, there is, I don't know if it was her house or not, but there's a huge ass painting of a bear right above her.
I love those like little Easter eggs, foreshadowing.
Yeah, definitely.
So love nice.
That. Even though they literally, it's not even the painting that they see there. It's not really foreshadowing as much as it's like telling you what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah, the tapestry that says the love spell on it.
I have a thing to say.
What?
Lady Gaga was inspired by Midsommar.
How was she inspired by it?
Have you seen the 911 music video?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the painting that literally told you what's happening?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying she...
Okay, I'm not... No offense to Ari Aster or Midsommar, but I'm pretty sure this was used many times before.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, definitely. And also, Lady Gaga made it seem like it's a board game.
Speaking of Midsommar, last year in quarantine, one of the nicest things... ever happened, Ariana Grande, my favorite artist, had the Midsommar themed birthday the party.
Yeah. Also, we love Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Ariana Grande is my mother.
She is my mother.
Exactly.
We're siblings.
Ariana Grande, Midsommar too.
Yes. Yeah. Imagine.
Oh.
She would do that role and eat it up.
Would she? I love her today.
She'd be like,
but would she? Not this. You know that ponytail is not coming down.
Yeah.
It is not coming down.
But like, imagine her in her natural hair, like, acting in that movie.
Oh, okay, I can picture it.
Because she's actually starring in Don't Look Up with...
Yeah, by starring, we mean two scenes.
I mean, she's highly credited on the billing cast.
It's going to be in, like, two scenes. There's, like, so many people in that movie for her to have, like, a...
But, like, hopefully more.
Yeah.
Like, so, we expected Rihanna to not have any scenes on Ocean's whatever. But she did.
No, I knew she had a lot.
Oh, really? Scenes.
Yeah, because she was like a main cast. Mm. It is Ocean's 8. They're 8 people and they have to give them
equal. Oh, right. Yeah.
So, Don't Look Up, we should name it Don't... Ariana, Don't Look Up.
Ariana, Don't Look Up, you're not in the movie. They edited you out. Not this.
Okay, Midsommar. Why are we not talking about the movie?
We're literally not talking about the movie.
This episode's gonna be so long.
Yeah.
You know, but it's so fun. Be it.
It's fun.
Yeah.
People will.
It is my podcast. It's my birthday and my podcast. And I get to do what I want. Exactly. We get to do whatever the fuck we want.
Period.
So, what I want to do while watching this movie and not watching it is kill Mark.
Mark
is, yeah.
The guy who peed on the tree?
No, is he Mark? Or is the other guy Mark? The other guy is Josh. Yeah, Mark. Mark, the one who peed on the tree. Yes. You know, the little bitch from...
Who really just was there to fuck.
He was basically. He was in The Maze Runner. He's always such Runner. A cunt. Yeah. He plays it so well, though.
Yeah. And he's also in Where the Miller Is.
He was also in Toy Story. He was the evil neighbor. I don't remember Sid. The actor's name. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry,
really, bestie. We really do not like you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, sorry. Why are they screaming?
I don't know.
And now they're triggering a dog.
There's literally a dog downstairs.
What?
Can you... There's a dog, like...
Why is there a dog in the house? Whose dog is this?
I don't know. Well, anyways. Anyways.
So, you know what? My Halloween costume, I want it to be, but I don't think it's gonna work.
What?
I want it to be the... I want to be the bear.
The bear?
I want to be Josh and the bear.
For
Josh
Halloween Christian last year. And the bear. For Halloween last year, I was...
Yeah, you were Midsummer. Oh, yeah, he did do a Midsummer costume. Not like Ariana Grande's, because that was a bit extravagant and expensive. You did like a flower... You were one of the crazy, like, white people.
Yeah, like... Yeah. No, what she wore when she was dancing for the May Queen...
I love it. ...competition. It was very cute.
Thank you.
So, yeah, the OGs of this movie are Coney and... What was his name, the other guy? Nathan. What was his name? The British people. The OG Not interracial couple.
Connie,
yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say? Coney?
Coney.
Coney Island.
She's built like a cone.
Wait, how do you spell... No, yeah, it's Connie.
It's Connie. Connie, I don't know the other guy, but he was so annoying.
Was he? He didn't really do anything.
Yeah, that's why
he just kind of came on and died.
They're British, so they're annoying.
But they wanted to leave. Like, they knew what was right for them.
And they ended up also dying. Spoiler alert.
Everyone dies in this movie except for Danny.
Except for Danny. Because she's the May Queen.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, we need to talk about how we ship Danny and the Swedish guy who took them there to kill them.
You do?
I mean...
He's so, Pele. He's so weird.
I mean, yeah, he did drag his friends to his country to kill them. So, yeah. I don't know. Like,
was his name Pele? I think so.
I don't know. He's just weird.
Yeah, he was weird.
His name is White Guy.
He literally drew Danny out of nowhere and gave it to her, and she's like, oh, thank you, like, bitch.
Can we talk about how this? When people did that in movies back then, or if this was a romantic comedy and he gave her like a painting of herself, we'd be like, oh, this is so cute, but it's because it's Midsummer, we're like,
not this.
Also, wait, is Florence Pugh American? She's not.
No, she's British.
Oh,
cool. Yeah, she is.
She's
the only British I respect, British person.
Gemma Collins.
Run off to her.
Get run off to her. We need a release for run off to her. Also, Gemma Collins, my goal is to get Gemma Collins on this podcast.
I would love to hear that.
Like, forget Ariana Grande. Who is this dog?
I don't know.
There's a dog in the house.
Yeah.
Can they not do it?
I think it might be the dog that came.
Why did they drag him into the house? So there's a dog that lives outside where we're renting, like in the, like, you know,
entrance. General vicinity.
Yeah, and I think somehow he's in the house.
So she, her name is Luli.
How do you know her name?
Because we spent like 24 hours together.
That's not the black dog I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
No, she's like
brownish. I thought you were talking about the
brownish, the one that lives outside.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If this, I'm gonna fuck them up when we finish.
Period.
I'm not pausing anymore because that would fuck up the thingy.
Yeah, we paused way too many times.
Yeah. It's gonna be so annoying to listen to with dog in the background.
Oh.
So yeah, I guess I have to write featuring dog.
Featuring dog and you.
Yusuf is Mithat and dog.
Dog is high, like, build more than me.
If this dog does not shut up, he will become the bear in Midsummer. That's all I'm gonna say. Oh yeah, I'm gonna skin him.
Okay.
I don't support animal abuse.
I do not either. Please do not do it.
But dogs are annoying.
No, they're not. They're beautiful creatures.
Sure, I guess so.
Whatever.
This is not your birthday, dog. It's my birthday. Anyways,
narcissistic.
Midsummer.
Yes.
I think when the clock strikes 12, because it's not my birthday yet, but when it releases my birthday. So when the clock strikes 12, I think we should go in a circle and do the May Queen dance.
Yes. And the first to fall is the dumb bitch.
The first to fall has to go back to Cairo immediately.
Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then every single person who falls until
the May Queen. And never comes back to Dove.
Until every single person who falls in, like, before, until the May Queen wins, has to go back to Cairo on an, like, bus. Each one has to take an individual bus on their own.
Yeah.
Like,
but that also means that the May Queen will travel by herself.
No, the May Queen is never leaving.
Oh,
she's
right.
She's the May Queen of Dahab.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I think Abu Ghulam is the place
yeah.
to go to be, you know, Midsummer there.
Yeah.
That place is...
A Bedouin Midsommar.
Yeah, not a good bathroom.
Yeah.
This is worse than Midsommar. Honestly, taking a...
We actually don't know
a number two in Abu Ghulam is worse than Midsommar.
But, like, have we seen how they take number twos?
Probably cleaner. Actually, no. They're probably still in Mafish Shattafa because
yeah.
they're white.
Yeah, they're white.
White people don't wash their ass.
White people do nothing good.
Yeah.
They just colonize and, like, eat...
And if they don't colonize, they're a cult. Like, yeah. they inbreed. So...
Oh.
Oh, let's talk about that. Is that person who's, like, disabled, are they... They're inbred, right?
Okay, so basically, they do not really support inbreeding unless they need a new, like, quote-unquote prophet or a god for them to, like, write their holy book.
So that person was a god?
Basically, to them, he was, yes.
What did he do?
He would write down inscriptions on the holy book. And, like, they would translate it to their new,
Oh, well, do you think he wrote actually something, follow? Like, tangible? Or did
just, no, like... no, they just, like, literally finger paint on it. And they just,
wow,
like...
Wow, that is so deep.
Interpret it.
Well, that is so deep.
Yeah, so this is when they...
Why is it so deep? How is it so deep?
We don't get it.
So, yeah, they love inbreeding.
Yeah. They do it just for this.
No, they don't. They're not against inbreeding. They just think it's so sacred.
Yeah,
that should happen exactly. very rarely. That's another the proper way to say it. So yeah, inbreeding in supported fact. In Midsommar,
yes.
but not encouraged unless you're told to.
Unless you're told to.
Can we just you know, if you were Danny,
okay,
and two old people,
yeah,
who are already like you know. They've had enough of life.
Yeah.
If they jump off a cliff and then one of them doesn't die and they have to bash his head in with a large hammer, what would you do?
I would clap. I would clap. That's very... No, I'm just kidding. I would be traumatized for life. I get why she reacted that way. Like,
I don't understand. And her friends were like, oh my god, this is so good for my thesis. Like, that's your first thought. You just saw two people jump off a cliff and then one of them get his head bashed in. You saw brains.
Oh my god.
And you're like, my thesis. I think my thesis.
I think
my thesis. I think I'm gonna do my thesis on the same subject.
And like, he literally went up to the, like... high priestess lady or whatever and I kept asking her questions like they literally just died a second ago.
Chidi, you're annoying.
Chidi, you are annoying. Chidi.
Yeah. His name is not Josh, his name is Chidi. One thing about this actor, he's a good actor. His roles are always annoying. Chidi's annoying as fuck, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about The Good Place. He's annoying.
The Good Place, the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
He is very annoying. I do not like him. Everyone praises his role in that, and I do not.
Do you think Midsommar was the actual real good place?
How come?
That's the good place.
That's the good place? Yeah. I don't want to go there. Take me to the bad place.
Are you sure you don't want to go there though?
I don't want to be.
No, everyone is like, I want to just like look at them vibing. I want to be one of them. If you go there, you're not going to be one of them. You're going to be one of the people who are burned in the triangle.
But like, they do that every 900 years.
900? Wasn't it 90?
90, I'm sorry, 90.
That's still too many times.
Yeah, but like, if you go in between, you're safe.
Okay, just kill 10 people, you know, every 90 years. Yeah, that's acceptable.
Yeah, that's an average of like 1% per year.
Exactly.
Like 10 years, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you turn 83, you die. Wasn't it 83?
I don't remember the certain age, but like, yes.
Oh, we also need to talk about how Chidi, aka Josh, he knew what was going to happen. He knew because he was like the other one, the main guy. From Sweden was like, oh, we have this tradition tomorrow. And he was like, wait, are you actually going to do this? And he was like, yeah. And then they were asking, like, what are they going to do? And he's like, oh,
I'm not going to tell you.
It's like, what the fuck is wrong with
thesis.
You?
It's for my thesis. Like,
why aren't you just saying, warn these people that they're going to see two people die? Like, why did no one mention it? I just don't understand.
The thing is, like, a few months prior, Danny's parents literally died.
Legit died.
So that would
happen. Her whole family died.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That would have been so triggering. And
I didn't
was.
Think about that. Oh my
really?
God. That's why it was so triggering.
I feel like that's the whole theme of the
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. No, I forgot about that.
Like, even when Pele, I think, asks her, like, how are you feeling? She just runs into the bathroom and breaks down.
And then we get the best transition
I know.
Ever. When she's crying in the bathroom and then suddenly it's just flips.
The airport.
And it's the airplane. amazing.
Yeah, it incredible. Really was amazing. And she was still breaking down in the airplane bathroom. She was not over it, obviously.
Because she has meltdown.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because she has severe anxiety.
Exactly, we can relate.
Yeah.
I think we need to discuss the elephant in the room. And by elephant, I mean...
Are you calling me fat?
By elephant, I mean around 8 naked old women that cheering and clapping for 2 people having sex.
Okay, no, but that scene was so, like, so artistic. Like...
I like the singing.
No, they weren't singing, they were moaning. First of
all. No, one woman was singing.
Oh, yeah, but like...
I liked her.
And then after that, they were moaning. They were like...
And then they were pushing it. I'm not gonna get into details, but they were pushing his...
Yeah, the old
his,
woman
you know,
was pushing his, like, booty...
Booty on
into
her,
the other girl. That was terrifying.
And then Danny's... Do you... I have a thing. Do you think Christian wanted, like... Was he having fun? Because it was so
unexplained. He was raped.
But was he possessing her? They didn't really force him to go in there. He just kind of went.
No, but like, in their folklore, this is a spell that, like, forces him into marriage.
So you think the spell worked?
I mean, obviously.
No, I don't think it worked. I don't think the spells are real. It's not a very supernatural movie.
Whatever it was, he was under the influence of mushroom tea.
But he spit it out. He didn't drink it. They show you this while they're doing the Mayflower.
No, don't you remember? Don't you remember when he was like tripping and he was looking at the guy next to him and his eyes like expand and like everything was moving.
I don't remember that.
You don't? Like on the dinner table, like when Danny wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
And then they take
No, because they drugged him.
They drugged him?
No, I mean before he had sex, when he was watching her dance, they gave him a drink and he just like spit it, he just threw it away. He didn't drink it. And then afterwards they had sex. So I think he was aware. I do think he was kind of forced into it, but at the same time he was like, you know what, let's do it. But for my thesis. Like, I will sleep with this underage girl in front of 8 naked women moaning for me for my thesis.
I was just going to say, like, that would be pedophilic. Like, he knows she's underage.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, was it R word? Was it not? We don't know. It probably was rape. Yeah, he was rape. But he was still annoying, so.
Yeah, he was annoying. Whatever happened to him, he got what he deserved.
Exactly.
And, like, imagine being with a person for, like, a few years and letting your friends talk shit about them in front of you.
Oh, and talking shit. And
condoning it.
Oh, and joining in.
Yes.
I don't think they would be talking shit if he wasn't the one who's, like, telling them shit that was annoying.
Like, Mark, oh my god, he's so annoying. He's like,
exactly.
Don't pick up the phone. She called you, like, 10 times.
Annoying.
Yeah, her parents just died.
Literally. I think that scene afterwards, when she sees him, because she doesn't know that he was forced, that's my favorite scene. When she's crying, they're like, she's like,
the group crying.
Yeah, the group crying, I felt that. Crazy. I need you guys to do that with me. I need those type of friends. These people, OG.
Yeah,
the OG.
They let her feel what she's feeling and they felt it with her and that's how she became better.
That's so beautiful, I think.
Yeah.
Personally, I think
it's fucked up, but it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous, really.
Like,
that is what I want in life.
Yeah, same. Like, in any other circumstance, if, like, I'm crying the fuck out, everyone around me would be like, calm down.
You know what?
Calm down.
You know what's probably going to end up happening anyways?
What?
If I'm crying and you start crying with me, like, you know, I'd be like, why the fuck are you crying?
It's my moment.
This is my moment.
It's my birthday. Why are you crying?
It's my birthday. It's my birthday and I'll group cry if I want to.
Yes. It's my birthday and
it's my birthday and I'll jump off a cliff if
no.
I want to. No, because I'm 33. Apparently, according to that girl, I'm only like 50 years away from 83. So.
36.
So. Yeah, I'm like not even more.
Not
less,
more
less than 50 years.
47.
You know what? I hope she's having a bad day. Let's not talk about that.
Her name? We're not saying
her name. I don't even remember her name.
Me neither, honestly.
Literally, did not catch her name. I did not do anything.
But like, just
all
manifest.
I said were 2 words. I was like, I saw you at the Halloween party, right? And she was like, oh yes, you're 36, right?
Oh my god.
And then we never spoke again. Not a single time.
Understandable.
Yeah, I'm never going to speak to her again. And that party was shit, by the way.
Yeah because she was there.
She organized it, I think.
Oh.
It was not a very nice party.
Period.
But yeah, so... I think what we've came from this podcast is Florence Pugh. I think we need to end it. I think I don't know how long it's been.
Are we not talking about the movie? I don't feel
okay.
Like
let's keep going. Oh, maybe yeah. I can keep going. I thought you were bored.
No, I'm not bored.
Okay, what do you else do you want to discuss? Let me ask you questions.
Ask me questions. Yes, let's do a Q&A with
a fan of Midsommar.
Yes.
Do you have the movie memorized?
To some extent.
Can you? Do you know the phone call?
Which phone call?
Of Danny and Christian. Before, like, when she's speaking to him and she's like, hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. Like,
out
with your friends.
I cannot recite it line by line, but...
What scene can you recite line by line?
What scene can I...
Is there a scene that you can recite line by line?
Like, I don't think there was that much, talking happening in the movie to begin with. Like, there is not much back and forth conversation.
But then that would make it easier to memorize.
Yeah,
people in this movie are not very good communicators.
They're really not. Not the Swedish, not the cast.
The Swedish people understand their cult, but like the Americans, they just kind of...
They're just dumb. They're Americans.
They're horrible people.
Like, imagine traveling with someone you don't know to their hometown for...
I would do it, but, you know, I didn't know it was a cult. Apparently, Josh knew and he just...
Ignored it.
It was like, yes, let's do it. Yes, for my thesis. Yes. I will die for my thesis.
He did not know he would
die. Well, who's gonna release your thesis now, you little bitch?
No one, because he fucking died.
Exactly.
He was...
They killed all people of color in that cult. I mean, it is an entirely white cult.
Yeah.
Our friend Hannah was very mad about this movie not having black people or, like, people of color. And I was like, why would there be people of color in a Swedish, cult?
It made sense for them to be part of the main cast.
They would not want people of color in their bloodline.
And like they got the white guy to
yeah.
Bring
the movie did have people of color, but they were guests and they died, because
they weren't.
The point.
They were the main cast. Like Josh was part of.
But the other two are, you know, the British people who died, who was there for like three scenes and then died.
Yeah, that's true.
Who are the OG? I love them. I think they're my favorites.
I do not like them.
They were good people, which we lacked in this movie.
No, I believe that the Swedish cult.
Don't say it.
Was.
Don't say it.
Full of good people.
Actually, they were just filming the New Lord music video.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Solar Power? Or Mudring? Both.
Yeah. It was just, a sneak peek into Lord's new album. Yuffie's like whispering me, ask me more questions. Ask me more questions. Like, I will. I will ask you more questions. It's my podcast and I'll ask questions if I want to.
It's my party.
Yuffie?
Yes.
So who is your favorite character? Is it Danny?
Of course it is Danny.
Really?
But
she's annoying as well.
No, but this girl
has been through so much. True that.
And she's been through a lot. And like, you can tell that she wasn't really loved or given enough care in her life, because she always felt like she's a burden to other people. Especially her boyfriend, who she should not feel like she's a burden to. So you can tell, like, she's been through so much growing up.
That's deep.
It is deep. Like, this movie is deep.
It is very deep.
Yes.
I think that's why people like it.
Yeah.
Because, like...
And, like, the cinematography is beautiful.
She was just looking for a family.
She was, and she found it.
She found her family. Oh, that's so cute.
In the cult. They brainwashed her.
So there's something I don't understand. How many people do they need to sacrifice every 90 years? Why are they sacrificing people?
I get why the old people died,
but why though?
There were the two old people.
Yeah, but why?
But why?
Like the two old people I get. But why young people? Like I don't understand.
They needed to sacrifice outsiders. Two from inside their plant, and the rest, they were Connie and her boyfriend, Mark, Josh, and someone else.
Christian.
But it was the last one was either someone from outside the cult, or it could be from inside. And he, like, Pella's brother volunteered.
Yeah, why did he volunteer? He's so young.
Because...
If you were there, would you have volunteered? Oh, that's a dark question. No.
I wouldn't, no.
Okay, good. Because also you're being burnt alive. I mean, they're drugged, but they still felt it.
Yeah, like Christian was suffering. You could see it in his eyes.
No, because they set him up. I think somebody tried to set me up. They were like, take this, you won't feel anything. And he literally felt it.
He felt it.
They set up their own people.
Yeah.
They set up one of their own, two of their own.
Literally.
That's so sad. I mean.
But like, can we talk about this, the smirk Dani had?
Oh, when she was crying, then she just decided to laugh.
She was like doing her infamous frown.
I mean, listen, we need to discuss something. If we're being totally honest, everything Josh did to Danny Christian. Is not as quick. Oh, sorry. Oh, everything. What did I say?
Josh.
Everything that Danny did to Christian.
Yeah.
No, everything Christian did to Danny.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It's not bad enough for him to, for her to kill him. I mean, he didn't really deserve to die. I mean, none of them really truly did, except for Josh, because he was just there for his thesis. And he let it all happen for his thesis, so
she was obviously brainwashed into thinking she was making the right decision.
By brainwashed, he means drugged out of her mind.
Plus, I think, like, no offense to crippled people, but like...
To what?
Crippled people.
Oh, not
But
this.
Like, when they, like, sprayed something in his face, he was, like, gone. Like, he would not move, he would not speak, he would not, like, do anything.
Who? Oh, Josh? Yeah.
No, Christian.
I keep forgetting his name. I didn't convince his name. I feel like his name should have been Josh. It's just an actual name.
Yeah,
and Josh could have been Christian.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But, like, I feel if they named him Josh, people would have hated him more. So, I'm pretty sure they
knew... think so? Yeah, anyone who has the name Josh is immediately hated.
Yeah.
Like, as they should be.
They knew what they were doing when they were naming the characters.
The only Josh I respect is Josh from Drake and Josh. But not Josh Peck. I don't like him. I don't like the actor. I just like the Josh the character.
No, they're both annoying. The actor and the character.
I respect that.
I don't like him.
I respect that.
Thank you.
So you wouldn't have jumped?
I would not have jumped.
You wouldn't have sacrificed yourself?
No.
Amazing.
I see myself as Danny.
I see myself as the little kid who was learning how to skin the bear.
Oh my god. That's
I'm kidding.
Really you though.
I see myself as the girl who put pubes in the food.
And the...
That's me, except accidentally.
And the period blood in the drink.
Oh my god.
That was disgusting.
Why?
Oh my god, do you remember that scene when Danny was dreaming that they left her?
Oh yeah, that scene is like...
At first, I thought that was real.
Yeah.
And I was scared shitless. Like, it was terrifying to just watch. And like, her face, like her micro expressions were just so intense.
Amazing.
I love
amazing.
Her.
A Florence Pugh?
She's we love you, Florence, if you're
we
listening.
We love you, if you're Florence Pugh. You can sacrifice me if you would like.
Yes. You can definitely sacrifice
You can volunteer
me.
My name. You can choose me. Pick me. I'm a pick me for Florence Pugh.
Pick me for your next movie.
Except
not for
if you're
sacrifice.
A pick me for Florence Pugh, she's gonna pick you to be killed. Oh, the dogs are having a thingy outside.
Yeah, they're having fun.
They're having a good time.
A good time.
I think we should end this podcast.
Yes.
On this note, we end this podcast, and I really hope that dog has a horrible day.
Watch Midsommar if you haven't. It's already spoiled, but like, watch it.
Exactly. Watch it if you haven't.
Such a good movie.
More importantly, listen to episode 1 if you haven't.
Yes.
We had a celebrity guest on it.
Celebrity
is a big word. I'm not.
Rola.
Rola, we love you, but yeah.
I've never met you, but I love you.
Yeah, she's very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yusuf, for
of
being
course.
On this thing.
Also, I'm going to plug my Instagram. It's Yusuf Midhat. Yusuf with one S, Midhat with a double T. I have a yellow profile picture. Please follow me. And
yes.
I also have a photography account. The handle is Joseph, JUIICEF. Thank you very much.
I'll leave the links in the description.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yuffie. Sorry, I made you record this without an AC.
It's fine, girl. Like, the time literally passed. It was so fun. It was so
oh
nice
Oh my god,
being
that's
here.
So cute. Thank you, Yuffie. Wait.
I'm literally being honest.
I'm gonna cry.
Cry. Cry if you
Wait,
want to.
Let's cry. Look, that, I think how we should end this podcast is we should group cry like Danny and her
okay.
family.
No, let's first do the no, 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 and then group cry.
Okay.
Okay.
You should do the no, no, no. Okay. I think you're so bad.
No, 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 no.
Wait, what was
No, she was like, she was like.
Oh.
And then she like takes a deep breath and she's
Ah!